kere böyle 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 yapacaksın. So, that's
ondan sonra üzerine de 1 molar hidroklorik asit yazıp bugünün tarihini atabilirsin.
Okay, so that's now it's ready, basically.
And then we will take a...
So this is the soil that we took, and it, the soil is from not Aşıklıhöyük, but a site close to Aşıklıhöyük called Balıklı. And it's just as old. It's before pottery and before everything. Mm-hmm. And these are the samples, and these you can see they're numbered, and they're taken on a grid so that across a whole floor in the grid, and then each one of these samples has some little bit of sediment that's been weighed from this big bag into here. And we use 0.2 grams. So sometimes, so these are the, so it's usually about 0.2 grams, more or less with a very precise scale. And now he's going to put 20 milliliters of acid. Yazdın mı üzerine hidroklorik asit diye?
Yazdım.
Tamam. Şimdi sen şey al, gözlük al, eldiven al. Ceket istiyorsan alabilirsin.
Tamam.
Gözlük bak şurada. I'm gonna clean the pipette. Just to be sure.
Yine safkıra temizliyorsun
değil mi hocam? Safkıra temizliyorum. I expect it's being said. This isn't very precise. This is not isotopic. This is only elements based. So we're just going to look at the elements, you know, and the most important is phosphorus, but we also look at different ones that give us activity use are calcium, strontium, magnesium, and then we also measure, for example, for the to see where there's floor preparation, like sandy things, to see if the, so those are activities. The floor preparation we can see from things like aluminum and titanium. Those aren't based on activities, but they're based on the floor preparation.
Bu şekilde 20, bitti. Şimdi buradan ikinci yolu geçtik.
So these will wait in acid for 2 weeks, but first they need to be mixed. There's another student that will come, and there's a mixer over there, so she can do the mixing when she comes. This is the mixing machine. It's just like it's a step. Bir sample kullandı değil mi?
Evet.
So and you basically it needs to be. I think a better lock. It needs to be done for like 45 seconds or something like this. It's called ICP-AES, Inductively Coupled Plasma Atomic Emission Spectroscopy. So it's this big machine where you can then look at, this is her, look at the elemental ratios of these things.